When a talented writer is in the groove, as it were, he or she is relying on their instincts, drawing on their subconscious, and trusting in their sense of poetry. These are the forces of inspiration. They are instilling a work with patterns that the author need not be fully aware of, but which are essential to a book's composition, tone, and direction. As a result, when we identify a book's central theme, we can absolutely go back and discover scattered images, allusions, and words that have cumulatively shaped that theme. This is why I think the mastery of elements of craft is so important for a young writer. I like to use the example of Andre Agassi. Agassi, one of the greatest tennis players of the 20th century, did not have a great forehand. He had hundreds of great forehands. Over the course of his training, he had to master, yes, the high topspin forehand to return a serve, but also the soft forehand while he's rushing the net. He's got to master the high forehand while he's stumbling back to return a lob, and another while he's crossing the court. Each one of these forehands is its own shot, and each one he has practiced thousands and thousands of times, so that when he's in the game, it's all second nature. He doesn't have to think about how to execute his stroke under a particular set of circumstances. He already knows that. It's the same thing for writers. The equivalent training is the writing of hundreds of stories, because each story is an opportunity to experiment and master the elements of craft, like characterization, setting, metaphor, imagery, tone, perspective, plot, and structure. If you've mastered these elements through repetitive practice, then you don't need to think about them when you're writing a new chapter. And that allows you to get in the groove so that the more elusive, unconscious artistic influences can express themselves.